We only have a summary, but we'll touch on something.
did we finish the Hakdama yet last week, or are we still in
the
You're getting what you wanted. So, we are going to refresh ourselves with a repeat of what the Mishnah. We're going to repeat what the Mishnah says. That's the foundation of this whole Hakdama Sugi over here. And then we'll introduce the Shaila that we're handling this week. The Mishnah says, everyone knows, that's a lie. I make everything also that belongs to me on you, Shimon, and Shimon makes everything also of his on me. We're both also on each other. Okay, we have to stay away from something each other owns. So therefore, Shneim or Surim, so both of them can't have benefits on certain items. What items can they not have benefits? They're both awesome.
They're both
awesome to have benefit for anything that belongs to the city. City owns items they have ownership in, so they can't have any benefit from it because they're both awesome. Something belongs to Bovel, owner Bovel, that they can have. Also, the Dovah Shoseh. City is also, what's that? Is the Dovah Shoseh? What's the thing that city owns that is off limits for them? Kod Arachov at the street. Amechot, the bathhouse. Beis HaKnesset, the shul. Teva, the Arna Kodesh, and Soram, the Sefer Torah. That they can't have benefit from because that's jointly owned and that they have to stay away from. But something that's only bought for they can. Okay. To refresh the two opinions which we dealt in detail last week, we're going to introduce another Shaila this week now, and this will bring out the two opinions back again. Okay. We'll go to England. There's a headmaster in England of a school. What do you call it in America, headmaster?
Principal.
Okay. And he gets... After he gets money from the government, of course, to pay the wages of the teachers. So the headmaster then gets a government guidelines that says, we're cutting services, and we're no longer paying for the replacement teachers. Sadly, you can't have replacement teachers.
Substitute teachers.
So, okay, normally the headmaster, the principal, would listen to such commands. But in his school in England, this headmaster's replacement teacher, substitute teacher, happened to be his son. And he doesn't want to fire his son. So he goes to one of the fixed teachers and says like this, you work a 30-hour a week, and you get paid 30 hours from the government. I'm taking 5 hours away from you. Those 5 hours I'm giving to my son.
That's not called a replacement teacher.
He's going to be still employed as a replacement teacher, even though the government is not funding that anymore. I'm taking 5 hours of the government funding from a teacher that's a fixed teacher and giving it to the replacement teacher.
You could have two fixed teachers. That's not a problem.
Yeah, fixed teachers is fine. As far as the government goes, you're still working 30 hours. The money goes to you. You're just going to pass it on to my son, who's 5 hours, and you get 25 hours. Okay. This principal was not religious at the time. And he started getting religious. So he comes to Shaila after he realizes that there's something to do with Torah and mitzvahs, and maybe Gesel's a problem. He has this Shaila now. Is there a Issa of Gesel to do what he did? Let's summarize what he did. He's the principal of the school. He gets a command from the government that we're cutting all replacement teachers, we're not funding placement teachers. His son happens to be the placement teacher in his school. That means he has to fire some. No, he's not going to fire some. He says to one of the fixed teachers, instead of working 30 hours a week, you're working 25, and they're going to pay you for 30, because the other 5 are going to be given to my son and as his wages. But that's illegal. Now he becomes more religious, more in Torah mitzvahs, and he was asking Shaila, is this an Issa Gezel or not?
Well, it is an Issa Gezel, but not for him. For him, it's just with Naive. So the teacher is getting paid, it's a Gezel.
Yeah, okay. He wants to keep his job. So. Okay, maybe it's, well, add other things to it too. Let's concentrate on the Issa Gezel. So, if the Issa Gezel we're discussing is, where's the money that we're saying that could be a problem of Gezel from? Who are you stealing from?
From his employee.
From the government.
From his teacher. From
the
no.
The government's giving the same money. Government's not
right, paying. No. The he's working 25 hours. He's not working now 30 hours. He's only working 25 hours. And he's getting paid for 30. So who are you stealing from?
The government.
The government. So government money. So the Shaila again is to steal, is there an Issa to steal government money? So let's reintroduce the two shitters from last week. We were talking about England. Nothing to do with Medina's evidence itself. Not to, starting with the halakhas of Medina's mothers. Issa Gezel from government money. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked a shaila from, or was told, that there are some Torah institutions who get funded for the amount of students by them. I mean, who would do in this country? A break and get supported, get funded. Can we tell the government we have 50 students even though we have 30? That's the shaila was not necessarily
at least someone
asked to Rav Moshe, but it was from the people who were trying to do it. I mean, it was asked to Rav Moshe
by the competition.
We know this is happening. Is it allowed? Type of question. So, what do you think Rav Moshe said? How did Rav Moshe? What's Rav Moshe's shitter in Ola Bovel? What was Rav Moshe's shitter in Ola Bovel? If the government's money is considered like the Bovel money, it's not the city, it's government, it's nationwide money. What's the opinion of Rav Moshe nationwide money? What's his opinion?
Everyone has a piece. Everyone has a
share. That is not ownerless. Everyone has a piece. It's called flowing to the people, the people's money. If so, this is why he answers. Vadai, Anachnu number 2, Anachnu Muzarim Hashem Yisbar. We're told by Hashem, Shisavan Yom Torah Sarah Kedosha, and our Torah, Holy Kedosha, commands us, Lizam and Nikach Yosem Gviyatanayam Shalah. The Torah is saying you cannot take more money than the conditions of the country allow you to take. Afshi Yochan Lahasik Yosem Eza Pekidim. Even though there may be government workers who are prepared to play the game and help you get more money when you're not filling the rules, still it's also according to Torah, it's an Issa Gezel, like everyone says, because money belongs to the government, it's not owners, it belongs to the people. And who are you stealing there for money when you don't fulfill their conditions? You're getting 30 hours of work when you're only supposed to get 25. Who are you stealing from? You're stealing the people. You're over Issa Gezel for the term. Okay? So what's the other side of the coin? As we introduced last week and explained in detail, there's Rameh Brandsdorfer in his famous Sefer Kona B'Shem, who does learn the concept of Ola Bovel differently. He does not define it as people's money. What does he say? Government money, which is Ola Bovel money, he says the following. Hadava poshut, the dava haniknu l'rishus ha-shulchan, something that belongs to the government body. Eina kona l'gufa na'prati shanoshim, erimtim b'roshim shoshim. No, everyone would agree that this isn't even Rosh Hashanah's agree. It doesn't belong to the individuals who work in the government, that's for sure not. Right, but what does it do? Not like Rav Moshe that belongs to the people. It belongs to towards the government. Which is, what is the government? A government is a surah b'lochome. It's a body which has no physicality to it. And the lashon like hektish. Yeah, it's like hektish. Ve'ein anoshim ele shum ba'is pratim, said there's no individual, no individual can say there's any ownership over here. There's no ownership over here. Government money doesn't belong to the people to say there's ownership over here of the people. It belongs to the government. What government? Government is like we explained last week in detail, meant it's like a hektish. You're making a hektish. What's hektish? Doesn't belong to Hashem. It's like we said, it's an independent entity which is not a physical being. Independent entity which is not physical being.
That wasn't this kiddush, was it? Wasn't that it based on...
Based on the Muki Yosef that we said, his Peshat last week in the Peshat in the Mishnah. Yeah.
This would only be a Shaila if you're not talking about a monarchy, because then it would belong to the king personally, no?
Oh, when we decide what the Din Mechus Adina is, we'll get into that. Yeah. That was last week. Fine. So, we say it doesn't belong to the people, it belongs to the government, which is not a human being. Type of hektish. But we, as we discussed in detail last week, maybe it's an Issa Gezel to steal from the entity. Okay, not from a human being. Maybe it's an Issa Gezel to steal from an entity who's not a human being. Maybe it's an Issa Gezel. That we saw last week, which we're introducing this week to refresh people who weren't here last week, says the Maharitz. Nira, when you're not talking about human beings, you're talking about entities. When no individual has, human being has any ownership of it, it's not a nim, if you're talking about stock money. You can just push anyone away and say, hey, you're the owner, you're not the owner. You're not the owner. Maybe it belongs to somebody else. Kivan the mom and shein lo tovin, since no human being can claim it as being theirs. Lo choshev imin moment, it's not because it's under ownership, not the Gabi ribbons, not only that, learning gesel, so it's a gesel too. Chayin goza, therefore if you steal from an entity which is not a human being, no human being can come to you, then in bar lefor, hakeren, if you want to give it back, not sitzu shemaim, it's not a chiyav b'dei odom, because it's a gesel with that. It's a chiyav b'dei shemaim. What's the chiyav b'dei shemaim? As we mentioned last week, Tony spoke out, I said, what's the problem? If it should be mutter, what's the chiyav to return it b'dei shemaim? If it's not gesel, why is it not mutter? What did you say last week? Refresh everyone. What? No, you said such thing. What's the problem with taking? Yeah, go on. If you're taking money from the government or entity which was going to be destined to some human being to use it, you're not stealing from a human being, you're stealing the entity. Entity is not called stealing. But who are you damaging? You're damaging the people who are going to get it. That's called grammar. Grammar, you always have condition.
But doesn't
so that was the two shitters. We've got Rav Moshe who says, Ola Bovel is people's money, so it's a gezel for you, steam from people. It's a gezel, can't do that. And we have this opinion of Mayor Brandstorff, who says it's called an entity, and if you put it together with Maritz, an entity is not a human being, so it's a gezel. It's a shemaim, yes?
Doesn't the Gemara say that when you steal from the gizbar's buffer, that's gezel on him?
Only if he's already zocher for Pacific in him. The whole town's. That's what that's talking. Definitely, that's all you're talking about. Where it's specific and name which he gives out to. So it's already in their hands.
It's not a concept that like it should be a siyag. Like it looks, smells, tastes like.
Oh, okay. You say very good. Let's analyze that first. So what we're suggesting in our shayla here of the principal Kenny. Claim 30 hours, or the teacher, on behalf of the principal, claim 30 hours from the government and really only work for 25? What should be the answer? Is that gezel or not? What should be the answer?
According to the Marid.
According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's a gezel. And according to Rav Brandstorff's understanding of Ola Bovel together with Marid, it's possible to suggest that it's
just a
grammar.
Then the issue is a lack of gezel that's no other issue.
Plenty of other issues. Yes. We'll try and put labels to it in a second. What the other issues are.
Okay, right.
Let me introduce you to free silence, which people constantly ask me in the area. And you tell me, it's such a popular silence, so obviously people have a hundred minute that these are good. It's perfectly okay, these silences.
Sometimes they're asking after the mascara.
Okay. And see how you react to these silences. Okay. My wife, while she was just giving birth, and now she's in the Beit HaKalama. And the Kupa say that if you stay 3 nights at the Beit HaKalama, then you get a night free. We'll pay for the 4th night. Right? So what's the shaila? The hospital I was in give me 1 night free in the Beit HaKalama. So can I go to the Beit HaKalama for 3 nights where I pay for only 2? Because 1 is paid by the hospital. And then show the kupat cholim that I've stayed there for 3 nights and get a 4th night.
What is the problem with doing that?
Because the kupat cholim says you have to give me receipt that you paid for 3 nights.
Oh, is that what the kupat says?
Yes.
You have to say you paid for 3 nights?
Yes.
They don't pay for 3 nights.
No, they only pay for 2 nights.
Well, does the kupat say you have to show the receipt that you paid or that was paid?
It says you have to reserve a seat that you paid for 3 nights.
I mean, if my father-in-law paid for it, then it doesn't count.
Yeah, fine, you're right.
So the hospital is my father-in-law. I don't see the shaila either.
It wasn't paid for 2 nights, it's paid for 4 nights.
Yeah.
How do you get their seat?
What?
Because it was paid.
Because the Beit HaKalama, when you go to leave, they say, don't worry, we'll say that you paid 3 nights. Here's a receipt. And even although you only paid for 2 nights, and you get the 4th night for free. It's a win-win deal, because the Beit HaKalama get more money, and you get more nights. The only problem is, what's the problem? It could, besides shows, what could it be? It's a
ghetto.
Maybe it's a ghetto. Okay. Fresh. Kupa Cholim is considered government. It's not considered a private entity.
Why?
Kupa Cholim
is a private entity, sure it is.
It's considered as a government institution.
It's paid by the government, but yeah. It's a publicly corporation.
The money comes from the government. Now, that's the first common shaila. Common, that's it. Half the babies ask this shaila. Okay, let's see what the second shaila is. My kid is driving me mad. He needs to have a chug. Okay? Wonderful, there's a swimming chug in town. Very expensive. Swimming chug. Okay? But the Kupa Cholim say that we'll sponsor the payments of the chug. What do you have to do? You have to go to that, according to the rules of the Kupa Cholim. You have to go to the chug, go to every course. Once you finish the course, come with the receipts, and then we'll return the money. The percentage of the money, yeah? Go to the swimming course, do the course, pay, and then after you finish, you get back some money, a nice chunk of money. Okay, so what's the problem? I don't want to upfront the money. I haven't got money up front to give up front. No problem. We'll give a receipt now that you've done the course before you even started, and you can get the money now. And with that, you can mushroom to us on top of that. Okay.
They might change their mind.
I don't see the shaila again. They don't care when you pay. I don't see the shaila again.
Okay. I think Eric sees the shaila. Yeah, he doesn't see. He agrees with it. Actually, he doesn't see the shaila. I think he's on the Avi ends of the table.
He is.
Okay.
I'm seeing both perspectives.
I think Dad's got more charges, so we're not going to discuss them tonight. Third Shiloh.
So weird. Not only that, I always give receipts when I get paid.
Third Shiloh. The most recent one. This is the most recent one. We were swamped with this Shiloh in the last month and a half. What's this Shiloh? The Kubba Cholim came out with a special mifsa. All those people who have just had babies. You know what? We're giving 1,000 shekels to you to buy a pumping machine. Do it with the baby. Fine. So you go to the shop and you say, look, I've got this thing, 1,000 shekels, buy a pumping machine. I don't need a pumping machine. I haven't got, my last child's got married. Buy a pumping machine. So they said, look, buy a pumping machine. And then next week, bring it back. We'll give you a credit. And then you can buy what you like in the shop.
You don't have to show you how to
get it. Yeah, have to get it in the first place.
No? You just have to buy a pumping machine and have your card saying you're belonging to them.
The coupon given you 1,000 shekels, I mean, they're getting 5,000 shekels. They would love you to bring in 10 pumping machines.
Okay.
Your daughters, your sons, your grandchildren, everybody.
I'll buy one for myself.
Yes, someone came and said, can I get my whole family to buy and then I'll sell it on?
So it depends on that's the shaila. It depends on the knowing that they have of the mincha. If it's just you buy it, which would be crazy because they usually dot every I and cross every T to tell you all it's annoying.
By the way, the mincha's finishing next week.
Hold on, we'll get it online.
Apparently, it's over so populated, popular, they didn't realize it would be such a popular. And they decided to cut it short. Now, so what common denominator comes in these shilas which are problematic?
Creative thinking.
I said problematic.
Not the intent of the.
It's fraud. It's called fraud.
Okay. Okay. What does the word fraud mean?
You're lying. You're cheating. Being deceptive.
Okay. So this leads out Rav Moshe's further words, and it says this has got nothing to do with Gezel. There's other names that you can say to this. Says Rav Moshe number 4. Kol shekein osu l'shaker. Is this a lie? Some portions. Is it a lie? Vashakat Tikhak is it? Is it a derisive? But, Mitzvah Talmud and Gedolim, you can't lie. How many Talmud have you got? Shlevachu is the Gezel. Papa is the Gezel. Haikib is the Gam Isurim and Gedolim. There's other big Isurim. Shamir Shakarim, Sheker, Ksovim, Gnevis Das. Vagam Chilo Hashem. You can't forget Chilo Hashem. Vizionatara, in his particular case for Moshe, Vizionatara. Torah is stealing. There's no way of giving head on this at all. Kamosha Kodesh Baruch Hu Sona Gezel Ba'avna. Kena Kodesh Baruch Hu Sona Tzmichas HaTorah Lomdei Adei Gezel. Hashem hates those who learn Torah through Gezel. Stark Loshen hates Sona. Those who you learn Torah support Torah through Gezel. You think you're not Keshe Kodesh Baruch Hu? You're learning Torah by using Gezel to learn the Torah. That's Sona. Not only that, and it happens in this country. The number 3 is a big thing. Ve'ikav is emeshem rotif. You're called a rotif. Why are you called a rotif? Because you're rotif, all the people who are learning Torah behechsha. You're rotif, because as soon as you get found out or get straight, what's going to happen to those who learn Torah? This day, them following all the rules. What's going to happen to them? not a bad name.
Shut down.
The shut down. Unheard of restrictions.
That's called a rode.
That's called a rode assist permission. Your rode. Like your action is your rode after.
I could kill a guy.
No, it's rode on the moment. Rode on the good.
You could kill a rode on the moment too.
No, only because he's going to kill you. Not only because of the other. Yeah. The Talmid and the Zama Shred says you rode them. Okay. So therefore, emotion says, besides Gezel, you just focus on Gezel. It's Gezel and Eitzer Moshe. Okay, so we've got another Mahalach that says maybe it's not Gezel. But there's other Yisurim you have to think about. There's Yisurim of Sheker, there's Yisurim of Geneva's Das, there's Yisurim of Chil Hashem. And therefore, even forget Gezel. Don't even get into that parasha, a discussion of Gezel. It's also all these things involve Sheker. All these things involve Sheker, which we've discussed. All those Shilas involve Sheker.
All three of them.
All three signers of Sheker. I already paid. What do you mean, already paid? I paid. I already paid for the course. Oh, I paid for the 3 nights. No, you didn't. Yeah? Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm buying a pumping machine. Now, the pumping machine, I don't know if it's called Sheker. Maybe it's Sheker. Yeah. Definitely Gedeva's Das, the pumping machine. Situation. Right. So, if you're coming back to our Shaila, which you started with the principal and his son, and claiming 30 hours, even though it's 25 hours, transferring another 5 hours from the government money to his son illegally. Well, Gezel, maybe it's all Gezel. But there are other Yisurim involved. What's the other Yisurim involved? Even if you're not going to discuss Gezel, because you don't, because there may be a discussion about it. There's Geneva's Das, whatever, Sheker, and Chil Hashem. You're talking about Chil Hashem.
I don't understand the whole thing. How can people ask these questions? When they see a politician that they don't like, and they behave in a certain way, and a politician turns around and says, but it's not against the law. What do they think? They think, what do you mean he's not his own? He's a terrible politician.
I tell you, there's one answer for that. Everyone is a slave to the press. Everything's done on emotions. Everything's emotional.
Fine.
Okay. It's off the subject, but I tell you what, everyone's a voter Zohar nowadays. It's called listening to the press, listening to being influenced to what you read, listen to what you hear, and all that. So therefore, you get all hyped up because of the way it's presented to you when you yourself are doing the same thing. Like everyone's saying. Why do you get hyped up there? Because the way the presentation is too. Everything's a package deal. Everything's to do with that.
So the other side, like Rav Brandstorfer's Shita, would also agree with
me? Yeah, so Rav Brandstorfer's Shita, even if it's not Gezel by the halachic name of Gezel, there's no sad to say that it's not Sheker. There's no sad to say it's not Kedem. There's no sad to say that it won't be Chil Hashem. No sad to say it won't be Rodef in some cases. There's no Shilas. Even Mayor Brandstorfer says if you have any of the other scenarios, there's nothing to discuss. Okay. So let's try and find a case where it doesn't have these things. And the only issue is Gezel. Because if you suddenly have these other things, there's no Shilas. Also, whether you call it Gezel, whether you call it Sheker, different names. But at the end of the day, it's also, we want to have a, maybe try and find a case where there would be enough Gemina. Is Gezel or not Gezel? Grom is also awesome. Let's try and find a case where it's not also Grom. No, it's a Grom either. Okay.
Speak Armenian.
No, Garmin. No, nothing Garmin. No government waste their money on plenty of things. It's not Garmin. Yeah. Certain things that governments spend money on, which is awesome. It's awesome to use that money to that certain events. Yeah? Which they give support to. Halakhically also, so that you can't say it's Garmi. That money is good, it was prevented from over there. Yeah. But it's Groma because, as you could have prevented it from going from a good course. A proper course, not an Issa course. Okay. So, what we tried to search through this week is a case where it makes enough Gemina. This discussion, Gezel, not Gezel. Because if you send your bump into other Shilas, what's the point? There's other Issur. So let's go back, reintroduce what we said last week. for those who weren't here, I'll tell you a bit further. About the case of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's donkey. Not his donkey. The sign that came to him of somebody had a donkey, and it let loose, and it started nibbling and eating away, enjoying itself from the public gardens in the town. And we want to know whether he was mechuyav to pay. Whether he's mechuyav to pay. Because that's shipping. What is he damaging? Public money? Is that public money under the category of Ola Bovel? And therefore there's a sub to say, therefore, as we said, when my brothers are talking, yes, sir. Or is it under the public category of no, belonging to the city? City money, which everyone agrees, because the mission says that's good. Is it city money, or is it public state money?
If you're talking about donkey,
what makes, as we discussed last week, what's the question? What makes this money from being a difference between state money, which is now discussion of Ola Bovel, and what makes it city money, and therefore no discussion, definitely ownership, definitely gezel and claims. What do we say? Yeah, if it's the same thing, I'm stealing and damaging, it means if I'm not stealing from you because there's no one to steal from, then if I damage it, there's no one to damage. I'm not damaging anybody.
I think we have two conditions.
Yeah. Okay. So city money is also statewide money, it's discussion. So what makes it statewide? So let's see. The Rashba had a sophic. What defines something as belonging to Ola Bovel? What does it? He has two opinions. Aleph. Number five. Yesh Mavoshim, the Tama, the Krachim, Mishum, the Kivin, the Ba'amah, Ka'osile. Tama, the reason why you can't sell shuls that belong in big cities, because they belong to Ola Bovel. What makes it Ola Bovel? Because out of people, all people over the world come to this city and use the shul. They spent money on it. They also paid for it. And therefore they got a chelik in it. Everyone's money has a chelik in it. Therefore, since everyone's money has a chelik, it doesn't belong to the city, it belongs to everybody. Because everyone paid for it. So the first opinion of the Rashba was what makes it not city and makes it now nationwide is where's the money coming from? Is the money coming from just the city? Then it's called city. Is the money coming from everybody? Then it's called nationwide money. That's the difference, the first opinion. Second side of the coin, what's the other way of wording? Asher, Hodefarish, Avashokochim, given to Balma Osile. Since people out of town are going to use it, have later rabbi belongs to nationwide kloma shebnei ir zeh shehebonim osam. When the people of this city built it with their money, adas kol aboimkan, they had a mind for the whole nation. They used their money for the whole nation. That makes it nationwide because their kavanah was it's for the use of the nation. Don't have to use nation money. It just has to be it was designated for the nation. That's the two opinions. What makes it nation rather than city? Is it because nation money was used? Or is it because it was designated to the nation? So now, if that's enough, Gabin, we'll look at our local park in the city. What is that? Let me ask you again. Which category does that fit in? State? Or is it considered nation? Is it considered city? This park in the middle of town. What is it?
Well, the whole country can use it, so it's nation.
Well, it's the nation built it for the city.
Whose money was used to build it, and who is it designated for? That's the two questions.
Nation's money.
What was built to? Whose money was used to build this park? What is it?
What was for that part of money was given to the city and they decided what to use it.
If it was given to the city, do you think the park would have been built?
Okay. And five. The actual park is called city, nation money. Now, who's it designated for?
Everybody.
Everybody. So it should fill both categories.
Anybody can come and use
anyone
it.
Anyone can come and use it.
Same thing. If you have a show, what?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Designated Yogi Healer. Anyone who comes from Dublin, then. So that becomes nationwide? Well, does anyone come and govern there?
What was the city? What's the nation shul of this city? What's the makes it a nation shul? Because it happens to be a shul in a big town. It's a shul in a big town. It's not a special. That's the case. That's the case. Every shul in a big town is called nation. Every shul in a small town is not.
Every shul?
Yes, but the Mishnah, the Gemara and Megillah says. Why? Why?
Maybe the Gemara is just considering a situation was maybe there was where the shul's in the big town, there was a big shul for everybody in that formation. Like, for example, in Yerushalayim, there's lots of shuls for Gila, and it's the great shul for everybody.
Yeah, but it doesn't say that. It doesn't say it said one shul of the big town is nation. It says the shuls in big towns nation. Because the big town knows. Big town knows that's it's not just us who are going to use these areas over here. This is a big town. Everyone's going to come here. So therefore, people are going to use the facilities of this town. It's everyone from out of the town is going to use the facilities. It's what that doesn't think that people are going to visit them.
No
shevets over here. Shevets over here is only on small town. That's good for the case. That's good for the halacha over there. You can't sell it. Can't do anything. Oh, how do you define a small town of Utah? Okay, we have to see the Gemara Megillah to define.
There's no difference between okay. A shkuna in a small town and a shkuna in Yerushalayim.
But everyone's visiting Yerushalayim.
Everyone's not to that small shkuna, they're not.
Okay. What's the star fit to the big town? Okay, there's interesting shyness, which we'll, if we need necessary, have to define. So therefore, it's used government money and it's designated to the nation. So it should be, oh, the bubble, maybe it's mutter. Maybe it's mutter. Okay. Then you have to don each and every plant. You know, some plants actually planted with city money. So you have to say, well, in those type of plants, which is city money, even though it's designated to the nation, then you get into the shaila, which nukuda makes it nation. Money, then it's not money. Designation, it is designation, even if it's used it's local money. So then you have to don each week. Okay.
What about the maintenance?
Maintenance, yeah. Maintenance grammar. I'm causing now maintenance because of my animal ethics. And it's grammar without kavana, not I did it on purpose. So not kaipedation. Okay, so that's maybe a shy. That's a shadow. It doesn't involve sheker, doesn't involve Geneva stuff, doesn't involve Chila Hashem. What is the shayla? Shayla simply. Is it somebody here's money I accepted or not? According to Rav Moshe Avadah, you still have to pay because there's people who got physically damaged, monetary damage. There's a Rameh's Randolph, Geveb and Maritz. There's no guesser here, there's no ownership here. Okay? Maybe that's enough for you. So let's see what Rav Eliashiv paskens. Rav Eliashiv was asked the following shayla. Going on holiday in the summer. There's called something called national parks. What national parks? What national parks? Yeah? Ken Kayam, it was national parks, yeah? Who spent money developing the areas, laying out the nice paths, and installing all the facilities and the sites? Who was involved? What money was used at?
Public money.
And definitely, those parks, no discussions about that. That's not city. That's definitely designated. And no one have this discussion. City, well, it's designated, these parks for
everybody.
A part of the whole nation. That's all our concept behind it. So this is absolute spit shyla, no shyla about it. This is all above. So the shyla was asked to Yashiv. Well, I can always go to the back door. No one will notice that whether I paid or not. Is that a problem? So what would you say? What would you say? Is that a problem or not?
Yeah, because Channel 10 will have a camera there to watch all the people. That are there.
Okay. Is that a problem or not?
But anyway, it's us. It's us to Grama Bel Havana.
What Grama is it? Grama is Grama.
Causing loss to
what are you causing loss to? What loss are you
because
causing?
Because if the government is losing money, doesn't
no, that's not loss. The loss is when you're taking money from them, not giving them money.
Then it ruined the park fast
and not
getting
money. There's no gomel. There's no good evidence. No sheker.
Why is there
no sheker?
You don't have to say anything. To anybody. That's the whole point.
China's gesel. Is it gesel? Something. Am I trespassing on the premises that says you're only allowed to be here if you pay? Or not? Well, if it belongs to somebody, then the person is telling me, call the nation, this is my land, you have to pay. And I go out and say, of course you're over this against using something which you have been paid. But if it's called entity without ownership, then who are you? You're not the owner. That's his owner. So what? There's no reason in taking money from the entity. I could come here. So what did Rabbi Yashiv answer? Says Rabbi Yashiv, Kishamaris Ateva number six. Shamaris Ateva Shopsu Vitikasaki Alate Achraim. They look after these public paths, areas. They spend money on it. Vamon in the Kach Alatea Medina, Osa Legonson, you can't steal from them. Vachaim the Shell and to make a Nisa. Of course you have to pay. So who's Rabbi Yashiv Shita going with? Igor Smosha, Rabbi Yashiv Feinstein. Further Shaila, which was asked to Rabbi Yashiv, let's cement this shitter. Can you go and ride a car on the streets of the country without a license? Without a driving license. Can you drive a car without a driving license on the streets of the country?
You mean independent of Dina the Marcos Adina?
Independent of the concept of Dina Marcos Adina. Are you allowed to do such a thing? So Connor, there's many people who can drive
and there's many
better.
People with licenses that can't drive.
Who haven't got a license that. I don't know if Sir Connor. Sir Connor is relative. I'm talking about Issa Gesel.
A lack of revenue, yeah? But not paying for your license.
Yeah, but we adopted the laws of driving.
They adopt them, so you're now over the law. In the cloud, the concept of being able to drive without a license, if you allow such a thing, it's dangerous. We're talking about the prat. He's an expert. For some reason, he hasn't got a license. No, no. Maybe it's his against him.
What are you stealing?
What are you stealing? What
lets lost revenue among fees.
What's it saying? Let's define. Who do the streets belong to? Who do the streets? Krishakas. Who does these belong to? Who built it? The Medina. Who is it designated? The Medina. It's Ola Bava. Okay. Ola Bava again. And they are saying, you can't go on the streets unless you have a driving license.
But he could have rode a bike on the streets. He could have walked on the streets without a license. So,
but if you want to be in this vehicle, you have to pay. We got to know him. We're in control over here. We have some people we like, and they come in for free. Some people who don't like it, you have to pay. And if you don't, then it's cancelled. Yeah? So people in the bikes, they can go for free. But people, that does, they have to give a driving license. Is it cancelled or not? Is that ownership or not?
I don't think, it's nothing to do with ownership. They're not retaining property rights. They're not saying you can't be on this road. They're saying you can't drive. There's nothing wrong with being on the road. And even they aren't going
to
mind you.
You're allowed to be on the road.
For stealing the property.
You're allowed to be in the car driving on the roads.
And their Svara.
By definition.
I'm allowed to be in the
revenue.
Car.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's a Svara revenue. They're saying.
They're Svara is a low flow. Even if you're an expert driver, we want to make sure you have a driver with a license.
But at the end of the day, they're saying, you want to be on this road, you have to have the driver's, which means you have to pay us in order and get the certain certificates. Once you fulfill our conditions, then you can drive on our roads. That's what they're saying. And you're ignoring that. Is it a guess or not? Says Rav Eliashiv again, Odom Anosa Bekvish Peli Rishon, Nehiga, Hari Hu Gozel Et HaSibul. He's stealing. Given Shakvish and Shaykh HaSibul, the whole of the roads are shaykh to the public. The Inzeh, Yesh Shulten HaShush HaSibul, Lahachlit, Mi Yochel Shtam Shem, Avada, the members of the government have a right to decide who is allowed to go on these public roads? Because they are representing the public. They belong to the public. They represent the public. And you're stealing from the public. So who's shitter is he? Mamish saying? Moshe Feinstein.
So we also would say the same thing about like parking illegally?
Maybe.
I mean, I'm parking in a place where they say I can't park.
Yeah. What? So now, You see Rabbi Yashiv is passing our version. Let me now ask a question. Besides, okay, Rabbi Yashiv, we're building up, Rameh Brandstorfer seems to be. Now, let's ask Yochit. Let me now ask now, Beferish Gomorrah, Neged Rameh Brandstorfer. Rameh Brandstorfer has got a right to argue on who he likes. But he can argue on Rabbi Yashiv, fine. But he can't argue on the Gomorrah. How? Please help me try to understand this Gomorrah of Fiat Shittas Rameh Brandstorfer. The Gomorrah number 7, Baba Kama. Daf Nun Aleph Omer Aleph. Barushus HaRabim Bar Shal Sheh Shtufim Heichem Shkachasim. Mishnah says you can have a bar, that bar, you dig a bar which is dangerous and you're both liable for the damage there. Partners can do that. Partnership ownership. How can you find partnership ownership in a bar that is built in Rishus HaRabim? How can you find such a case? If guy, whoever digs it, is called his bar if it's in Rishus HaRabim. So how can you have a case where it belongs to two?
Two people doing it.
Whoever does the last one is called his bar. The last thing. The one that makes it 10. It's called this. Eidah Shavah Sheikh, we're telling someone does it on behalf of them. From Zil Karele, they say, Reuben Shimon says to Levi, no, you picked the bar for us. Oh, Karele, and he went. What's the problem with that? Why can't that be a case of belonging to both of them? Ein, Shliach, the Devar, Avera.
What's the Avera?
There's the Avera. You can't make a Shliach of Avera. Somebody is telling an agent. Right? That's good for the one discussing. You're telling an agent to do an Avera. He does it. Who is it considered done the Avera? Him. It's considered him, not who he represents. Nothing to do with him. Why? Because he shouldn't have done it. He's doing it, it's him that's doing it. Only him. So you can't represent two people doing an Avera. To dig a hole, it was just Robin's Avera. What Avera? What Avera? What's the Avera digging a hole in Shusha Robin?
The Avera is not covering it. There's no Avera to dig it.
What's it? Shusha Robin, who does it belong to? The Shusha Robin? Everybody. It belongs to episode of Bovel. What's the Avera? Oh, so says Rashi, Kerachayb, the Ein Shliach, the Vaver, the Osa, the Kalkol, the Shusarabim. Osa, the Shusarabim. So what's it's in Ferish now? We're saying, Rabbi Yashiv was saying, as a Pesach, Moshe Feisher was saying, as a Pesach, that something belongs to the public, belongs to them. It's not something entering, you're not doing anything. Is it a Ferish Gemara? That's how Rashi learned that Gemara for them. How's Mayor Brandstorfer going to learn this command? He says it's an entity, there's no human being over here, has no ownership over here, there's no Issa Gezel, there's no Issa Mazik, there's none of these things. But the Gemara says it is. How's he going to do it? The Gemara says it is.
Didn't we have a hobby at one point to say that maybe you could say there's no Issa, let's say, of Ribbis, according to that Chita, but there still could be an Issa.
Fine, but then you're ignoring the Maritz. Maritz says that something that's an entity that has no person who can claim anything means there's no ownership. Like Hetzish. That's the Maritz. You're saying forget that.
This could be, the Issa could be an Issa the Rabbana, like Derek Lishas Rabin. You can't take away from the Rabbana. But it doesn't mean if you were Makafel, you're Chayvin anything. Just means you're Usher to do it. I can't take my donkey there. What?
Yeah, there are some people who want to say it's a Rabbanan, but there are Ziyukim over here, and the Gemara that has to be like Tarasim from Akhra. Is there a discussion? Okay, I don't want to fall back on that. I want a better answer.
In the same way you're saying that there is a new concept called some type of hectic body which is no human being, in the same way you say there's an Issa to destroy this.
So you're saying the same as Tully, but the Maharit says not. So Maharit says no Issa Gezel, no Issa Gezel.
It's not Gezel, it's a new concept. It's like, I think this is a new concept.
Well, no.
Catherine.
He says, there's no Issa. Okay. I'm going to read out Ramosha Feinstein. Ramad Brandstorfer from his Tshuva. And from these words, you'll be able to get an idea of what answer you can get from him. Number 8. Kiven Shanoshim Amaronim Shulton Liknas is a chitim of Balisodis. He's talking about, remember, the government buying all farmers' produce. Yeah? Obviously, they don't have personal ownership in this wheat, the members of the government. Belongs to the government. The kol od calls when it's still under the ownership of the government. There's no private ownership. That you could say, well, now under ownership. Ein lehem tekon lavish v'shuras. There's no tekon sechon v'shuras because it's ownerless. Ownerless. Now, there are words in these statements will open up the understanding of a Meir Brandstorfer and answer this question we just asked. Reanalyze it yourself and see, redefine Rav Meir Brandstorfer's shitta. Has anything got anything?
It seems from what he's saying here, I mean, I don't know if he says there's no ownership, they are able to perform transactions.
Okay, but take it a bit further. I'll give you a clue.
It says Abraham Balin Pratim.
Yes, right.
But a government entity or a city, there is someone being Mustaber over it.
They're officials of an entity, which is therefore the officials of something who's not a human being, which is unownership, so that doesn't mean anything. But you're right, it's in that line. It's in that second line, just coming into the third line. It's there, it's those words on the second line. That opens up three definitions of the shitter. Kol od shenitza achitin tachas v'shus hashilton.
It's a temporary situation. It's got to go in whole and come out whole. Not be diminished in some way.
Remember, in his case, he's talking about where's this wheat?
In the government warehouse.
Government warehouses. So he's saying, Kol od shenipsa tachas v'shus ha'shilton, ben abrad b'otim, there's no ownership.
Hasn't been designated yet for individual.
Hasn't been, no, I didn't say the word individual, hasn't been designated. Look, sitting by us hasn't been designated to any particular cause yet. But Moira Brandstorff is saying, we're limiting now his shitter. All he's saying, Kozman, it's in limbo. They bought it, they're in the government warehouses, they haven't designated to any specific cause, it's just sitting there. There, that's called ownership. Ownerless, that's the owner bottle. But as soon as they designate it for a specific service, for a group of people, as soon as they do that, that's no longer called Ola Bovel.
Like
they've actually given ownership over, it's left Ola Bovel, it's given ownership over to the people. He agrees there's such a thing as people ownership.
He agrees there's such a thing as people ownership.
It's waiting to be sold as long as it hasn't been sold.
As long as it's in their warehouses,
waiting to be sold.
That cause one that's there, then it's called ownerless, it's called Ola Bovel. But as soon as they actually give it over to a specific cause, even if it's a designation to the public, a specific designation for their use, that's already no longer That's no longer Mamlach.
He's saying Daf cannot like that. He says that. He goes out of his way. He says, has to be Baalim Pratiyim
Babalim. Yeah, what's Baalim Pratiyim?
Baal is Gomor. What if he's Baal is Gomor? It's very important.
Like what Moshe Feinstein says.
Yeah.
The public is called Baal is Gomor.
But
we're all members.
I thought he was saying it's not.
No, they were all members. We're all members of the public. What he says, when is it?
Why isn't the shield on?
So when, so say, when is it called the member can belong to everybody? That's when they actually gave it to everybody. They've as actually gave it to everyone to
wait
use.
A minute, as soon as the government bought it, it was, belongs to everybody.
No, that doesn't belong to everybody.
Why
the government is just a body that doesn't represent.
But that's not like Reb Moshe.
It's not like, so he's not like Reb Moshe.
So if he's not like Reb Moshe, why does it change when it doesn't?
No, because he says they can give ownership. They can give ownership.
But they have to
and
give
they
it.
Give, they who's they give ownership?
They can't just designate. There has to be a Kenyan.
Yes, they gave it. They made the ownership. They gave it a Kenyan Chazok, and everyone's using it. They give it to
after they give
what
it to
do
them.
We learn? We learn.
Wait a minute,
Meitzah. What do we learn? Meitzah Shehizgo Barabim belongs to the public. He's not going to argue on that Gemara either.
We're not talking about land, we're talking about wheat.
Once the public, I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about all the general shyness here. Once the public are actually using it, everyone agrees it belongs to the public. It's not just an entity, it belongs to the public, it belongs to the nation.
You would agree that the shul in a big city really belongs to everyone?
Yeah.
What
do you mean?
That's called
Olababa? Yeah, it was originally Olababa, yeah. In that sense, it has a Nakud of Olababa that you can't sell it now. Yeah, that's the only reason the Megillah is saying you can't sell it. Why? Because it belongs to everybody. That's good enough to say stop selling. But Kozman is not designated. Enochanami, it belongs to an entity. But once you designate it, you're now giving ownership to everyone in Klal Yisrael.
Your body
can't argue with the
Gemara
of Meitzah she's the Rabbin, a public footpath belongs to the public. It belongs to the public, it means the nation. That goes, is under ownership. So anything you designate. So therefore, if that's his shitta, we have now redefined his shitta, and we've now said that anything which is now in the use of the public, even Rameh Brandstorfer would say that it belongs to everybody, and therefore if you take it without following their wishes, what is it?
Gezel.
So therefore, he would definitely agree with Rabbi Yashiv to use the roads without a license as Gezel. He would definitely agree with Rashiv to go into the public parks in the country without paying it's a Gezel. Yeah. So when is the Machlokas? Only with money. That's not yet designated.
So what's with the teacher, the 30 hours?
That we said, when you asked the father, Yisroel.
No, but forget about the other. So
that is Taka. That Taka is a discussion. That's money that's not designated to anything. It's government money. Government. When you have government money
floating around,
then that is the discussion. But it's all for other reasons, Shaka thing on that particular. But once you designate it, then a father of Mayor Razul says that it belongs to ownership. So therefore, have we got a riot now from Rabbi Yashiv? He doesn't learn like Mayor Razul. Have we got now a riot? No? Because we're looking at the wrong case. We have to next week see the case where there is a case of where there will be a Machlokas, where there's no Isurim, besides what we've discussed. There's no issue of Sheker, there's no issue of Gnei Vistas, there's no issue of Chilal Shem, and it's not yet designated, so therefore if it's designated, it's already Gezel, according to everybody. We have to find the case. It's government money, and none of these Isurim apply. And we'll discuss this next week and see what the post can say about that case, and see which shit today holds. Have a very good Shabbos.